As we talked about before in a previous video, we were talking about preparing your loved ones for the role in your legal case. First part we talked about was explaining their role. Today, I want to talk to you about getting them to understand the impact of their role in this case. Your case is a very important thing to you, and your loved ones may be crucial parts of it. A lot of times what happens is that loved ones don't really have a true appreciation of what that impact may be and what that impact may have on them as well as on you. So if you can, if you have an attorney to help you, that will go a long way. But if you need to take the opportunity to explain it yourself, here's some things that you want to get into their mind so that they're aware about what they're going to be getting themselves into when they involve themselves and agree to help you in your case. Start talking to them about the reality that they may need to testify and help them get comfortable with that reality. There are people out there who, in a normal day-to-day circumstance, talking is not a problem. But when you're sitting in front of them and you have them say something under oath, they're dealing with attorneys, they have no clue what's going to be asked of them, and they have a microphone on them and somebody's recording every word they say, and they know that every word that they're being asked to talk about is going to be under oath, that can be a nerve-wracking experience, even for the best of us. So when you're talking to your loved ones, try to start getting them into this mindset that, listen, as long as you tell the truth and be open and honest, don't worry about any of the tricks or games or whatever types of legal maneuvers that the other side is doing. I just need what you have to say, and it's important. Start helping them get comfortable with that reality, because they're already going to be nervous as it is, but you want to prepare them for the reality that they may need to speak on your behalf, and you want them to be as comfortable. Help them understand that the information that you want them to provide is important, even if they feel that it may put themselves in harm's way or even you in harm's way, even if it's not even a reality. The hard part about testifying is that sometimes what happens is that loved ones, they're not sure if they're saying something, and attorneys, I've done it before, I've watched other attorneys do it, when they're asking you questions during these things, it is easy for people to have this belief that they're saying something that may get themselves into trouble, or more importantly, get you into trouble, or both of you into trouble. So that's why when you're asking them in advance to prepare themselves to testify or provide any type of statements, tell them to take the time to evaluate everything, because in terms of explaining the circumstances that you're doing right now and getting them into that mindset so they can determine if what they're going to say is something that's going to hurt you, hurt themselves, or whether maybe they need to explore looking at other legal options for themselves, so this way they can feel comfortable that they can provide the most open and honest feedback about your situation as possible. Try to find out if they're willing to cooperate at all. Some people just do not want to get involved in that capacity. They may be there for moral support, they may be there to provide some assistance if you need them physically, but in terms of actually being a part of your case, they may not feel comfortable serving in that capacity. So when you're talking to them, get a gauge. So this way you're not in a situation where you're feeling like, one, you can't rely on them, or you're relying on them thinking that you can and really can't, or making the determination of whether or not what they're having to provide is something that maybe your attorney has to compel them to provide. Start getting them to understand the impact in terms of knowing that if they're not going to cooperate, you may have to avail yourself of options available to you. So this way, if you're trying to prove your case, you may need to do certain things in order to ensure that you get the evidence as possible. Asking your loved ones to commit to involving themselves in your case can be a terrifying thing for your loved ones, because they don't fully understand the impact of what it may mean to them until they now find themselves in this situation. So what you want to do is not only take the opportunity to explain to them how being involved in your case will help your case, but help them understand the impact of their words, because now they're realizing that they're not merely just running their mouth. They're providing evidence that can be utilized to either, one, help your case or hurt your case.